He invented the microphone, the phonograph, the incandescent light, and the storage battery.
他发明了话筒、留声机、白炽灯和蓄电池。
And in December of 1914, he had adversity come into his life.
但是1914年的12月，他的生命中发生了一件非常不好的事情。
He had a huge facility made of cinder block in New Jersey.
他在新泽西有一栋大楼。
And in the film department within this huge building, a fire started.
在那个大楼里面有一个屋子是专门存放胶卷的，在那里面起火了。
Here's an actual picture of the fire.
这个就是那天着火的景象。
And his son, Charles, came to look for his father.
他的儿子查尔斯就跑过来找他爸爸。
Thomas Edison was 67 years old now.
那个时候爱迪生已经67岁了。
And when Charles found him, he said, Dad, are you all right?
他儿子找到他问他说爸爸你还好吧。
And Thomas said, Charles, where's your mother?
爱迪生说你妈呢。
And Charles said, I don't know where she was.
查尔斯说不知道。
And Thomas Edison said, well, find her, bring her here. She'll never see like something like this as long as she lives.
然后爱迪生说快把你妈叫过来，她一辈子可能也没看过这样的情景。
The next morning, Thomas Edison went back to his plant.
第二天早上爱迪生回到这个废墟。
The plant was valued at over $2 million.
这个大楼呢曾经值了有200多万。
He had only insured it for about $238,000.
但是他的保险只给他付了23万。
So he lost a significant amount of money.
所以他损失了很多钱。
He lost all of his lifetime research that he had done.
那几乎一辈子的研究成果都付之一炬了。
And as he looked at the ruins, this is what he said.
但是他看着废墟说了一句话。
There is great value in disaster.
他说这个灾难里面其实有很大的价值。
All of our mistakes get burned up.
我们犯的错误都被烧掉了。
Thank God that we can start over again.
感谢神，我们可以重新开始了。
What is interesting is that 3 weeks after this fire,
更有趣的是这场大火之后三周。
He delivered the first diamond tip phonograph.
他就推出了史上第一台留声机。
With what he described was an indestructible vinyl record recording.
并且呢，他也发明了一个他称为永远也不可能损坏的一个胶片唱片。
By the way, to all the kids that are here today, this was the first iPad.
就给大这个小朋友们讲一下，这个是史上第一个 iPad。
Now, not all disasters and adversity turn out this way.
但是不是所有的逆境啊都会。有这么好的结局。
But here's my question for you today.
但是今天想问大家一个问题。
What is your adversity strategy?
你遇到逆境的时候会如何应对呢？
What is your plan when difficulties and trials come into your life?
在你的生活中，当试炼、痛苦临到的时候，你会怎么办呢？
Do you have a plan?
你有一个计划吗？
Or do you just hope to survive until the next day?
还是你就是想熬过去，第二天就好了。
Psalm 77 was written to give us an adversity strategy.
诗篇七十七篇就是神赐给我们一个应付患难的一个策略。
A plan for what we're going to do when we run into the next trial in our life.
就是告诉我们，当我们生命中遇到下一个试炼的时候，我们应该如何去做。
As Christ followers, we are not afraid of adversity.
我们是耶稣的门徒，我们不应该害怕逆境。
We realize that when the trials and the difficulties of life come into our life, that's our opportunity to shine brightly for Jesus Christ.
我们都知道，当逆境、困苦临到我们的时候，正是我们为主耶稣发光的时候。
But we can only have that hope when we follow God's adversity strategy.
但是如果我们不去跟着神的策略去做的话，我们也做不到这一点。
And that's what Psalm 77 is all about.
这就是诗篇七十七篇要告诉我们的。
We're going to look at three steps that we're going to take on the journey to an adversity strategy.
我们要看一看我们在 困苦到来的时候，我们要做的三件事情。
Now there are more than three steps.
当然，应该做的比这个三件事情更多。
But these are the very first three steps that we should take.
但这三个事情是我们首先应该做的。
And the first step is to pour.
第一个就是去倾诉。
To pour out our hearts to God.
向神倾诉我们的心。
It says in the text here that the psalmist Asaph cried out to the Lord.
就像诗篇说的是要向神发声呼求。
This man was in distress.
这个作者处在困苦当中。
Which means his heart was overwhelmed.
他的心很是被伤透了。
It means that he was feeling defeated and dejected and even depressed.
他感到非常的难过抑郁。
It says that he stretched out untiring hands before God.
他向神伸出他的手。
Which means that he was praying and saying, Lord, I'm sinking, I can't swim anymore.
那就说明他好像就说神啊，我再也走不动了。
It says that when he remembered God, he actually groaned inside.
当他想到神的时候，他心里面在深深的叹息。
The thoughts of God, oh, I don't understand, but I don't even want to talk to God. He was so depressed.
他已经失望到一定的程度，他想到神的时候，他甚至不想跟神有任何的接触。
It says that his spirit grew faint.
就好像他的灵已经很悲伤。
The adversity so sapped his strength that he was feeling physically weak.
因为患难使他非常的疲倦。
I know that when I go through a time of great stress and great adversity, I suffer from vertigo. I start spinning.
就像牧师本人，他如果有了很沉重的这个担子，或者他心里面有焦虑的话，他就会觉得天旋地转。
So if you ever see me in a park in Stanford and I'm going like this,
如果你有一天在外面看到牧师走得摇摇晃晃
，you might be tempted to think, "Oh, Scott's dancing."
也许你们会觉得牧师在跳舞。
But it's really I'm stressed out.
那其实是因为他非常的有压力太大了。
In verse 4 it says that his eyes he could not close his eyes. It means he had a hard time sleeping.
第四节说你叫我不能闭眼，说明这个人晚上睡不着觉。
He also was having a hard time speaking.
而且他甚至不能说话。
Now we don't know the cause of his adversity.
我们不知道是什么让他有这样的困苦。
It could have been because the nation that he was in was sliding away from God.
也许是因为他的国家远离了神。
It could have been personal in his life.
也许是他个人的一些问题。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But what we do know is that this man was in tremendous pain.
我们仅仅知道说这个作者是经历很大的困苦患难。
And the truth is that we will all be in the same place where he was sometime in our life.
事实上，每一个人在人生中，就都有一个时刻会经历类似的情况。
Maybe you're here today and you're in adversity.
也许今天你们就正在经历困苦。
If it's not today, it could be this week.
如果不是今天，也许是这一周。
It could certainly be this month.
也许是这个月。
And for all of us, we will run into one big adversity at least one time this year.
在我们每一个人今年至少都会经历一次类似的逆境。
So what's the first step that we do when we encounter adversity?
所以当我们身处逆境的时候，我们第一应该做什么呢？
Tell God exactly what you're feeling in your heart.
就原原本本的把你心中所想的告诉神。
God knows what's going on in your heart anyhow.
如果你不说，神也知道。
He's just waiting for you to be honest enough to say, Lord, this is what the struggle inside.
但是他等着你去跟他诚实的告诉他你的真实的感受。
I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on in my heart.
你跟神讲的时候不要去装模作样，你就把你原原本本的想法告诉他就好了。
The goal is to feel the pain of our brokenness.
目的就是去充分地体会自己这种伤心欲绝的处境。
And why would we want to experience a broken heart?
为什么我们想要去体会这种伤心的这种情景呢？
Because the Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
因为神他靠近伤心的人。
And he saves those who are crushed in their spirit.
而且他拯救灵性痛悔的人。
And he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds.
他医好伤心的人，裹好他们的伤处。
If you were here today and you say, I have no problems, I have no difficulties, everything is absolutely fine in my life.
如果你今天来到这儿说，我什么问题都没有，一切都好好的。
God can't heal you.
神不会医治你。
Jesus didn't come to people that were perfectly fine. He came to heal people that were in need of a doctor.
耶稣来到世上不是去来找生活非常美好的人，他来了是去医治受伤的人。
And when we're honest before God,
当我们对神诚实的时候，
and we say, Lord, my heart is broken,
告诉神说我很伤心，
that is the first step for his healing,
那就是他的医治临到我们的第一步。
of our hearts. The second step,
第二步
is to perceive the questions that are going to naturally arise.
就是去感知那些自然而然会产生的问题。
There are six questions in a row. This is the only place in the Bible this happens.
在圣经里面只有这一个地方写了这些问题。
And these questions, they seem out of place.
这些问题好像问的不是很恰当。
They don't seem appropriate to have in the Bible.
好像在圣经里面说这些事儿不合适。
I mean, we teach people trust and obey, just believe.
我们经常教导别人要信靠顺服，要相信。
So why would we have six questions right after each other?
那么我们为什么又能连问出这个六个这样的问题呢？
The reason is, there's two reasons. The firstis because it is human nature to ask these questions.
有两个原因，第一个原因就是，那是人类的本能会问出这样的问题。
You might not ask these six questions, but we all ask one question.
你们也许不会六个问题全都问出来，但是你总会问一个问题。
Whenever we go through an adversity and a difficulty in life, the first question that comes to us,
每当我们遇到患难的时候，立刻出现的问题就是
What do you think that question is?
你们觉得那是什么问题呢？
Why?
为什么？
Why me?
为什么是我？
Why this?
为什么这样？
Why now?
为什么现在？
We ask that question, that's human nature.
那是我们自然的本能使我们问出这种问题。
It's very common in the midst of a problem or a trial to think that God has abandoned us.
在你们遇到困难的时候，想到是不是神离弃我了，这是很自然的。
When we pray before God and we say, Lord, this is my heart.
当我们在神面前举手祷告说，神啊，这是我的心。
And all we get is silence.
但是我们没有听到回应。
It's easy to say, are you up there listening?
那就很自然让我们会想到，神啊，你到底在不在那儿？你到底有没有听到我的讲话？
That is human nature.
那是人的本性。
So let's answer these questions.
所以我们就来回答这些问题。
Will the Lord reject forever?
神会不会永远的？
What's the answer to that?
离弃我们。
No,
不会的。
Reject forever. That's not God's nature. Will he never show his favor again?
还会施恩吗？
No, he will. The question is, what does favor mean?
当然他会再施恩，但是恩典是什么意思呢？
Many times we interpret favor as, oh, I get my own way and life is comfortable and very easy for me.
很多时候人们想到恩典，就觉得应该是生活很舒适、很容易、很幸福。
Here's a question: Has his unfailing love vanished forever?
第三个问题是说，难道他的慈爱永远穷尽吗？
No, God by nature is always loving us.
当然不是，因为神的本质就是永远的爱。
He wants to share his love to 1,000 generations.
他要使他的慈爱传到万代。
Has God's promise failed for all time?
那他的应许是废弃了吗？
Can God break a promise?
神能够破坏他的应许吗？
No, he is a promise-keeping God.
他是守约的神。
Has God forgotten to be merciful?
难道神忘记开恩了？
Again, the answer is no.
当然不是的。
And is he angry and withholding his compassion?
因为发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
The answer is no again.
答案还是不是的。
Now, we can't always figure out God's plan.
我们不是都能够知道神的计划。
We don't know why one day we are eating vanilla, and the next day we eat cocoa, and the next day we eat flour, and it says, oh, this is not right.
当我们尝到那个香草，还有那个可可，还有那个面粉这种原料的时候，我们不知道为什么。
But God in his wisdom can take even the bad things and the adverse things of life and make something good come out of them.
但是神用他的大的智慧能把我们生命中这些不好的东西变成好的东西。
God has a higher plan for us than our happiness.
神对我们的幸福有更高的指示。
We think the goal of life, Lord, make me happy.
我们以为人生的目的就是去幸福。
That is not the goal.
但是呢，不是神的目的。
The goal of life, Lord, make me holy like Jesus.
人生的目的应该是求神让我们像主耶稣一样圣洁。
And on the pathway to holiness,
在通向圣洁的道路上，
God includes adversity and trials and pain.
神允许试炼、困苦、患难发生在我们身上。
Because when we cannot see clearly in life,We draw closer to God.
因为当我们不知道前方会发生什么事的时候，我们就去紧紧抓住神。
The second reason.
第二个原因。
Why these questions are here?
为什么圣经会写到这些问题
？Is to remind us that there is no pathway to Easter Sunday that does not lead through Good Friday.
是为了要提醒我们，主复活的时候必定经过他的受难。
When we ask the question.Where was God on 9/11?
也许有人会问，在911的时候，神在哪儿？
What is the answer to that?
这个有没有答案？
Where was God the Father on 9/11?
我们的天父在911发生的时候，他在什么地方？
He was sitting where?
他坐在哪里？
On his throne, right?
在他的宝座上。
Here's another question. Where was God in December at Newtown?
那么神在去年底，他在那个 Newtown 的事情发生的时候，他在哪里呢？
Sitting on his throne.
坐在他的宝座上。
Third question.
第三个问题。
Where was God when Jesus was dying on the cross?
那主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，神在哪里呢？
Sitting on his throne in heaven.
在天上，在他坐在他的宝座上。
See, the answer that we have to why these things happen.
你为了想要回答这些问题。
We point to the cross.
我们指向十字架。
God did all of his explaining at the cross.
神已经在十字架上把他的答案都告诉我们了。
That's the only answer that we have for suffering.
那是我们对受苦的唯一的答案。
His son, Jesus, cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
神的儿子耶稣在十字架上哭求主啊，你为什么离弃我？
God is familiar with the questions of life.
神对这种问题已经习以为常了。
And he answered that question on Friday on Sunday morning.
他在受难的星期五，他在复活的周日回答了这个问题。
When he raised his son from the dead.
当他使他的儿子从死里复活的时候，他回答了这个问题。
Let me tell you a story.
给大家讲一个故事。
Dr. Garner Taylor.
有一个。
Is the foremost African American preacher in the United States right now.
现在有一个很著名的非裔美国的布道者。
He pastored in New York City for his entire lifetime.
他一辈子都在纽约传教。
When Dr. Taylor was a young preacher, he was preaching down in Louisiana during the Depression.
当他年轻的时候，在路易斯安那，那个时候经济很，就是在那个大萧条的时候，他在路易斯安那传教。
And electricity was just starting to come into the state.
那个时候，世界上刚刚有电。
And he was preaching in an evening church service.
他在一个教会里面传道。
And there was one light bulb in the room.
整个会堂里面只有一盏灯泡。
And he was preaching away, and he was everything was going great.
他在讲道的时候，一切都很顺利。
And then in the middle of his sermon, the electricity went out.
突然那个停电了。
And all of a sudden, the room was in complete darkness.
整个会堂就陷入一片黑暗之中。
And being a young preacher, he didn't know what to do next.
因为他很年轻，所以他就手足无措，不知道该怎么处理。
One of the elders was sitting in the back pew of that church that evening.
那天晚上，教会的一个长老正好坐在后排。
And he cried out at the top of his lungs.
所以他就用很大的声音喊。
He said, "Preach on! Preach on! We can see Jesus even in the dark."
他说：“你接着讲吧，即使在黑暗当中，我们也能看到耶稣。”
And many times it's true.
很多时候，这话是真的。
We can only see Jesus in the dark.
我们只有在黑暗的时候才能看到耶稣。
Because when everything's going fine in our lives, we don't rely on Him.
因为当生命中一切都顺利的时候，我们看不到神。
But when adversity comes into our lives, we are on our knees and we're praying untired with untired hands before Him.
但是当逆境轮到的时候，我们没有办法，只能去寻求神。
The good news of the gospel is this.
我们的福音的好消息就是
，Even if we can't see Jesus in our world，
甚至在我们看不到耶稣的时候
，Jesus can see us。
耶稣看能够看到我们。
And even if our hand slips in holding His，
因为我们抓不到他的手的时候
，His hand never slips in holding ours。
但是他的手永远会抓住我们的手。
When we have our questions about Jesus and about the fairness of God。
当我们对耶稣产生疑问，对神的公平产生疑问的时候
，Just hold on to your faith.
你就坚持你的信仰。
Just keep holding on.
坚持。
The third step.
第三步。
Is to practice.
要去实践。
Practice holy habits that will change our focus.
你们实践养成一个圣洁的习惯，就会改变我们生活的重心。
Up to this point, the psalmist has been looking like this at the problems of life.
在迄今为止，写诗的人他一直是往前这样看事情的。
His eyes are on earthly things and on earthly problems.
他眼睛所看到的只是身边世上的一些。
But in this third step, he's going to raise his vision now.
但是当第三步的时候，他把眼睛抬起来了。
He's going to take his focus off the problems and put his focus on God.
他关注的不再是困难本身，而是神。
Verse 11, I will remember.
十一节说，我要提说耶和华所行的。
Three times we see that, I will, I will, I will.
他说了三遍，我要，我要，我要。
He is now determined to do something about his adversity.
他现在决心要对他的逆境做一些动作。
And this is significant because we are not helpless victims to our emotions.
这个意义很重大，因为我们要记住，永远不要作为自己觉得是一个弱者。
What we think in our mind and where we focus our eyes will control our emotions.
我们所关注的，我们能看到的，经常是控制我们情绪的东西。
Our thoughts govern our emotions.
我们所想的控制着我们所感受的。
If we think right, we will feel right.
如果你想对了，你就感觉也就对了。
Most people that are in depression, most people that have lost hope, have done so because they're not thinking properly.
很多身处抑郁中的人，很多觉得绝望的人，都是因为他们脑子里想的不对。
And if you don't handle your emotions properly, your emotions will handle you.
如果你不能正确处理自己的情感，你的情感就会控制你。
So what should we do?
所以我们要怎么做呢？
Well, first of all, concentrate on the greatness of God.
我们第一要去专注于神的伟大。
Remember what God has done. Meditate on what God has done. Consider what God has done.
想想神为我们做了什么，他怎么做的。
He gains perspective by seeing the greatness of God.
当你想到神的伟大的时候，你看事情的方法就不一样了。
And how do we know what God has done in the past?
我们怎么知道神以前做过什么呢？
This is the record of what God has done in the past.
整本圣经就是神在世上所行的记录。
So we need to read God's word.
我们要读神的话。
This will remind us of the greatness of God.
这本书会提醒我们，告诉我们神有多伟大。
I heard a statistic this week that 93% of people who are depressed read the Bible for less than an hour a week.
牧师读到了一个数据，93%患抑郁症的人，他们一周所花在读经上的时间小于10分钟。
If you find yourself living on the bottom and in a depressed state and without victory.
如果你发现你已经沉到谷底，非常的压抑。
It is because you're not living the truth.
那是因为你不是在真实中生活。
You need to allow God to change your thinking through His Word.
你应该求神改变你的思维方式，用他的话语改变你。
A second practice is that we need to consistently give thanks for His greatness.
第二个实践就是我们要不停地感谢神。
In verse 13 and 14, he's singing, this is a psalm, he's singing a song about God's holiness and God's greatness.
在13和14节我们看到作者如何把这个神的伟大歌唱出来。
You say, well, how can he do this? He's depressed.
他怎么能做到这样，如果他这么抑郁的话。
He chooses to do it.
那是因为他选择这样做。
He chooses to say, you know, God, you are such a holy God and a great God. I thank you. I praise your name.
他选择去认识神，因为神是伟大的。他选择去赞美神。
And as he gives this praise and this worship and this adoration to God, it comes into his heart and it transforms him inside.
当他高声赞美神的时候，这些话语也进入在他心里面，改变了他。
Every day, take time and just worship God and talk about the greatness of God because it changes us.
每一天，我们要去赞美神，因为这个行动会改变我们自己。
And the third habit that changes our focus is to focus on what I'm going to call God sightings.
第四个就是关注于寻找神。
Remember the times that God has intervened in our world.And has changed us.
记不记得神插手到我们的生活中，改变了我们的生活。
From verse 15 to verse 20, it talks about the parting of the Red Sea.
第十五节讲到神如何分开红海。
And it says it was a great redemption. God redeemed his people by opening up the Red Sea.
神用他大能的手去救赎了以色列人，分开红海。
But folks, that is not the greatest redemption that God has ever done.
但是那不是神所行的最大的救赎。
What is the greatest story of redemption the world has ever seen and heard of?
人世间所听到的最大的救赎是什么呢？
The cross of Jesus Christ.
那是主耶稣和他的十字架。
And when we think about the cross, and we think about Easter morning, that redemption changes us.
当我们想到十架， 想到复活的主日，这样的救赎改变了我们。
All right, I'm going to wrap up, and what I'd like to do is talk about five applications for our lives.
我们再讲一下我们生命中的五个应用。
The first is that a storm is coming in your life.
第一个就是生活中会有风暴。
I'm sorry to bring you bad news.
很抱歉带给大家这个坏消息。
But it's going to happen.
但是确实会发生。
A storm is coming in your future.
在我们的未来将有风暴。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Do you have a strategy?
你有策略吗？
The time to prepare for the storm. When is the best time to prepare for a coming storm?
为风暴做准备的最佳时机是什么时候？
Today.
今天。
Right now.
就是现在。
This is the day, this is the time to prepare for what's coming in the future.
此时此刻就是为未来做准备的最好时刻。
So today, make a commitment. Lord, I want to be prepared for the storm, and I'm committing myself to storm preparations right now.
所以今天下决心跟神说，我要为以后的风暴做好准备。
And we have the first three steps, right?
我们有三步。
Help me. The first step is to
第一步
pour out our hearts
向神倾诉。
Second step
第二步
perceive
去感知
the questions that we're going to have
感知这些问题。
I'm almost over to you. The third step is
第三步
to practice holy habits
实践圣洁的习惯。
Those are the first three steps we want to take today.
那是你们今天想要做的三步。
Are you with me?
你们明白了吗？
Are you excited about the storm?
你们盼望着风暴吗？
It's coming. Don't be afraid of it. You'll be able to survive it with God's help.
不要怕，在神的帮助下，你会胜过风暴的。
Second.
第二个。
In verse 19, it says, "Your path led through the sea. Your way." Through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen.
十九节说，你的道在海中，你的路在大水中，你的脚踪无人知道。
So many times we talk about the footprints of God. I saw the footprints of God.
我们经常提到所谓神的脚踪。
Do you believe even if you don't see the footprints?
即使你们看不到这个脚印儿，你们也相信神吗？
Will you have faith in God even if God appears to be silent and uninvolved with your life?
当神好像无动于衷，没有讲话的时候，你还相信他的存在吗？
Never assume by the silence of God that he is not deeply involved in your life.
你们永远也不要认为听不到神的话，就是神没有在你的生命中。
This a preacher, his name was a...Reverend Reuben Welch said this.
有一个人曾经说过。
With God, even when nothing is happening, something is happening.
和神在一起，虽然看起来没有事情发生，也是发生了一些事情。
If you're here today and you say, "Oh, I just don't know if God's working in my life," He is.
如果今天你就在怀疑神到底在你生命中有什么作为，他确实是在做事。
And you need to have faith in this great God.
而且你需要对这个神有信心。
The third.
第三点。
Is that God uses people to guide us in adversity.
神会用他的人来带领我们。
In verse 20 it says, you led your people like a flock.
二十节说，就好像引导你的百姓，就像羊群一样。
And here's how he did it.
这就是他做的。
By the hands of Moses and Aaron.
他曾借着摩西和亚伦的手。
God gives us other people to help us when we go through adversity.
当我们经历患难的时候，神会送些人来帮助我们。
No one should ever go through adversity alone.
没有人能够自己胜过这些困境。
If one of you is hurting in this church, other believers should be gathering around and encouraging and supporting and praying for you.
如果教会当中有一个人正在受伤害，其他的人都应该去鼓励、安慰、为他祷告。
And then realize, too, that God has sent us out on a mission. This is a statistic of a typical neighborhood in the United States.
这些数据就是一个典型的美国的一个社区。
This is with 100 people living in your neighborhood.
如果你的邻里有100个人。
7 people out of those 100 are dealing with depression, even thoughts of suicide. 7.
其中有7个人正在经历抑郁症，甚至有些人在考虑自杀。
14 of those people are being overwhelmed with fear and anxiety.
其中有14个人正在经历非常巨大的焦虑和恐惧。
I preached this exact same sermon about an hour and a half ago, or 2 hours ago.
牧师他几个小时以前讲了同样的道。
And a man came up to me after the service, and he was just broken apart, crying.
有一个人在结束以后上来跟他跟牧师讲话，这个人就是哭得一塌糊涂。
He told me, he goes, Scott, I am so afraid of death.
他说我真的很怕死。
He said it's just paralyzing my life.
一想到死他就动不了了。
So I was able to pray with him and just encourage him to trust God.
所以牧师就跟他一起祷告，鼓励他信靠神。
But he was one of those 14.
但是他就是这个14个人当中的一个。
7 people are addicted to drugs or alcohol.
其中有7个人他们正在有一些酗酒或者毒品的问题。
3 of them are dealing with grief with the loss of a loved one.
有3个人会经历失去亲人的痛苦。
8 of them are dealing with the loss of a job.
有八个人，失去了工作。
And 60 of them say they are not born again.
还有60个人，他们没有重生。
These are your neighbors.
这就是你的邻居。
And God wants your hands to guide and direct them through their adversity.
神想借着你的手，帮助这些人经过他们生命中的患难。
So this week, this is what I'd like you to pray.
所以这一周希望大家这样祷告。
Lord, guide me to one of these folks.
主啊，带我到这些人当中的一个。
That are looking for answers.
带我到这些寻找答案的人中间。
And let God direct your path to people.
也使你带领这些人。
The fourth application.
第四个应用。
Here's a movie from American culture.
这个是美国电影。
This is what you call a chick flick.
这个就是个言情片。
This movie is another term, a tear jerker.
就是让人家哭的电影。
It makes you cry. Even men cry at these movies.
看过这个电影的人都会哭，男生也会哭。
But this is a love story by a guy named Nicholas Sparks.
这是一个人写的爱情故事。
And it's a story of a young love.
讲的是一对年轻的恋人
，and also an old love，
还一对老年的恋人。
And the story goes back and forth from a guy named Noah and Ali。
这个讲的就是一个叫诺亚和阿里的人。
This is when they're young，
这是他们年轻的时候。
And this is when they're old，
这是他们老了的时候。
And the woman here， she has Alzheimer's disease。
老太太她有老年痴呆症。
And so she gets locked in a fog and she doesn't remember anything, even who her husband is.
所以她什么都不记得了，都忘了自己的先生是谁。
But this woman, Ali, during her lifetime, she wrote down their love story in a notebook.
但是这个老太太年轻的时候曾经把她的一些事情记在日记上。
And so every day, Noah comes and he reads to her their love story.
所以每天这个诺亚就来给老太太读她写的日记。
And for brief moments, she comes out of her Alzheimer's, and she is able to love again.
所以当她听到这个故事的时候，老太太她就好像就好了，她就也可以想起以前的事情了。
Folks, we have spiritual Alzheimer's disease.
我们可能也有这种灵命上的老年痴呆症。
We forget about how much God loves us and how He has redeemed us and how He sent His Son to die for us.
我们竟然会忘了神给我们做的一切事情，也忘了他怎样把他的独生爱子为我们死在十字架上。
And this is the notebook that God has given to us.
圣经就是神给我们的日记。
And when we read this notebook, it reminds us of God's love.
当我们读它的时候，让我们回想起神的爱。
I am begging you, read God's word.
所以就求你来读神的话。
Read this word every day.
每天读神的话。
This is his love message to us.
这是他给我们写的情书。
And it's the only way for us to have victory in adversity.
这就是带我们胜过困境的唯一的途径。
The final thing I'd like you to do is if we could break up into groups today and pray for people that are going through difficult times.
最后请大家分组为经历患难的人祷告。
I imagine in a congregation of this size, there are many people that are struggling with something in life that we need to pray for.
可以想象，在我们当中，肯定有很多人正在经历一些困苦和患难，需要大家祷告。
Now I know this might be outside of your comfort zone.
也许这个会使大家觉得不太舒服。
But just pretend you're enjoying this for me.
就求你为了牧师来，就是装也要装一下吧。
So if you could break up into groups of five or six, and in one sentence, for those that are in the group, say, you know, I'm struggling with something in my life, could you pray for it?
所以请大家五六个人组成一组，每个人就说一句话，讲讲生命中一些需要祷告的。
And we'll take maybe about 5 minutes for us to pray in these groups, and then we'll come together for the closing of our service.
所以让我们用五分钟的时间来祷告，然后我们就可以结束我们今天的敬拜。
Okay, so break up into groups of 5 or 6.
请我们分成五六个人的小组。I think we can join them.
感谢主，我们现在要大家全坐到你的前面的位置，最好往前面坐我们要准备。 Can we all sit closer to the front? Ready 的话，请我们大家都起立，我们唱一首回应的诗歌。Let's all stand to, we're gonna sing a response.